We also have to talk about, of course, the latest developments when it comes to coronavirus. And one of them has to do with the vaccine developer Novavax, the company releasing data that says that it's, like many of its competitors, its booster shot as part of a three-dose regimen increased effectiveness against Omicron. It doesn't sound like they're ruling out, though, developing a separate vaccine entirely to address the variant. Stanley Erck, the Novavax CEO, is joining us once again now, along with our healthcare reporter, Anjali Kamlani. Stan, thanks for being here. Really appreciate it. So as you look at this data, we should be clear, you guys just got emergency approval in the EU, so you're going to begin shipping there. You've begun shipping, I believe, in Indonesia. When are the first people going to get Novavax shots? When are we going to start to see that wave?
Well, actually, we have our first shots in Indonesia. We shipped 10 million doses to Indonesia. They were the first country to approve. And we have shots in arms as we speak. And so that's exciting. We have, as you pointed out, we got emergency use authorization in the UK on Monday of this week. And we'll start shipping doses to them in January. And that'll be going into arms later in the quarter. And same for WHO, and WHO gives us worldwide authorization, and that gets us into a host of low and middle income countries around the globe. And all of that's happening as we speak.
Stan, Anjali here. Let's talk about the rest of the world. I know that already you've gotten World Health Organization emergency use listing. So how quickly are you starting to see, you know, everything go through COVAX and really supply that system so that we see sort of that global market that you've anticipated come to fruition?
Well, it's happening. It's COVAX has had to wait until we had the WHO listing, which we've got. They've got to do their thing by putting together purchase orders to guide us specifically to where our vaccine gets shipped. And we are prepared to do that. So that'll happen this coming quarter.
Okay. And what about the Omicron? I know that now that you have this data, how are you thinking about that in terms of, will you be applying essentially for a three-dose vaccine when you get to the point of filing for the U.S. or others around the globe? Or are you looking at it as, you know, really just a booster and the two-dose is the core?
Could go either way. We're a data-driven company, and we'll see what the data look like. Well, we just announced yesterday was really interesting data. It's what we had hoped for and expected, which was that we took our sera from vaccinees that we've vaccinated previously and showed that after, and analyzed it after two doses, and then compared that with after three doses, with the hope that we would be able to measure the stimulation of neutralizing antibodies. And we did. We were successful even after two doses to get a good immune response. A response that may well be protective, and that's boosted many fold when you get into a third dose. And so our vaccine, you know, our platform is one of the benefits of our platform is that we get broadly neutralizing antibodies. We've done this in the past with our flu vaccine, showed that it protected against variant strains in flu. And now in coronavirus, we've shown really good response against both the alpha and beta and delta variant, and now the Omicron variant. So whether we are in fact making a new Omicron vaccine variant strain right now, that'll go into GMP production in the next week or two. And we'll make a determination along with the health authorities as to whether we want to shift strains or stick with the original strain that works pretty well with the Omicron right now.
I know I asked you this a couple of days ago, but update us, Stan. When are we looking to see that filing in the U.S.? You said a few days ago. So will it be by the end of the week, or are you targeting next week?
It's probably going to be next week, but it's I'm sticking with the claim that we'll be doing this by the end of this year. So last of the paperwork's going in.
Stan, we've seen the market react very favorably to this news, sending your stock higher. Just from if someone is holding your stock here, how big a financial tailwind is news like this to your business?
Well, I think it's an accumulation of news. I mean, we we started out, the first thing you show is you show a very good efficacy profile, which we did. I think our efficacy data from a couple of phase three trials showed that both against the ancestral strain, as the Wuhan strain is now called, and the alpha beta variants, we got efficacy data in the 90, 96, 100% against moderate and severe disease. So that's excellent data that moves stock. Safety data has to be there. Everybody knows something a little more subtle, but very important, is that we can get our vaccine distributed globally at refrigerated temperatures. It's good for storage, long-term storage at refrigerated temperatures and room temperature for that matter. And one after the other, now that we're showing the Omicron. So it's just an accumulation of data. And I think we're going to end up with a best-in-class vaccine. We haven't been in the marketplace yet, and we're just starting to get there. In 2022, I think you'll see a lot of conversion to our vaccine in all countries, including the U.S.
I know, definitely we've talked about that, especially as the CDC just preferred away from Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, which have sort of been the bulk of global distribution. So it certainly opens the market for you there. I want to pivot, though, to the adolescents really quickly. I know that you had the data as well in the news yesterday. So with this, sort of shift in what is preferred, generally speaking, as well as sort of the pressure on the mRNA vaccines, what do you see in terms of continuing trials for the adolescent group and whether or not that market really is there?
Well, the market is there. I mean, kids have to get vaccinated. We've got a ways to go to turn this pandemic off, or at least turn it into a flu-like epidemic where you have annual seasonal vaccination. And that's got to include kids. And we announced some of the data in kids and showed what you'd expect is they get a better immune response. I think it's something like 2 to 4-fold better response than in older adults, and we'll keep marching down the age group so that we get all kids vaccinated.
Fingers crossed. Stan, thanks for being with us. Stanley Erck is the CEO of Novavax and Arunjali Kamlani as well. Happy holidays, Stan. Be well.